Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Many of you know me as Rob Gronkowski, three-time Super Bowl champion football player. But tonight, I'm here as Gronk, your WrestleMania host with the most. And it gives me great pleasure to welcome you the first ever night one of WrestleMania, because this year, WWE looked at everything we got planned and said, nope, this party's too big for just one night. We need two nights for this action-packed, title-stacked beast, and we need your boy, Gronk, to host it. And I promise you this, they picked the right man for the job, because I know how to start a party on a Saturday night and end it 30 hours later. So sit back, crack open a beverage, forget everything going on in the world right now, and let WWE entertain you for the next two incredible nights. But right now, I need my good friend, Mojo Rawley, to join me.
I'm going through the Toucher and Rich tweets here, and I just want to point out a couple things. One, Paul William Jr. Has tweeted out Kenny vs. Benny Season 4, Episode 2. It's on YouTube, and it's Who Can Make the Loudest Fart, which I would highly suggest watching. It will make you feel better. Someone says, are you aware of Jemele Hill's comments regarding Kraft? I am and could care less. They are of no consequence. Their big crime is that, listen, I don't like Trump, but their big crime was that they supported Trump, and he won the election, by the way. And then we got a shout-out from the Jim and Sam show, Jim Norton, Sam Roberts, and that's nice to know that they did that. But last night, Rich, there was, and tell me the highlight of the evening, Rich, well, if you could.
Listen, there's so many different highlights. I mean, could it be, listen, there's the girl that I know came into studio and was a big fan of yours, Becky Lynch versus Shayna Baszler in the Raw Women's Championship, which sounded exactly like wrestling.
Not allowing for any reprieve. And now Shayna tried this earlier.
No.
Oh, into the desk. Shayna Baszler again bashing Becky Lynch off the announce desk.
Did that huge chick that was in the studio that you all made me hold?
The lady.
The blonde, yes.
Did she wrestle yesterday?
Listen, you're asking the wrong guy. There's right. Somebody we got on the phone that we could talk to, because there is a certain match that I can't wait to get his inside. That's one of the matches. But there was really one.
I just saw the picture you put up. Jesus Christ.
It's the greatest. But a gentleman who watched every second of WrestleMania, I'm sure, with his to-go Kowloon ordered to him, I'm sure he had the Mai Tai mix probably delivered to him as well, Mr. Joe Murray. Hello, Mr. Joe Murray. Are you? Was it indeed a Kowloon-induced coma that you were in after watching the WrestleMania two nights in a row?
Hey, guys. Hey, so I will tell you that the Kowloon was bumping so bad, there was a line outside through the whole entire parking lot.
Really?
And unfortunately could not get in.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but don't now, you have Joe, some sort of like Joe, special like card?
Hey,
like
there a, should
like
be a fast pass for in? You, Joe.
So I got a call from Andy Wong yesterday himself telling me how upset he was. And he's like, I'll meet you up the side in the back parking lot at the Red Roof, whatever. I was like, it's all good, Andy. But the place, legit, like the place was packed.
Yeah, I liked and, that you would meet you in the back of a motel. All right. Now, Joe, I will freely admit that I was drunk on Instagram Live on Friday. I will admit that. Were you high yesterday?
I was not. So just so you know, WrestleMania was two nights. So there was a Saturday night spectacle and a Sunday night spectacle. There may have been smoke in the house, but I was not inhaling. I'll tell you that much.
Okay. Were you drunk?
No. I was just in the mode.
Because your eyes are all like hazy.
He was crying at how amazing and beautiful it was.
Yeah, when I was looking at it, I looked pretty stoned. I'm not going to lie.
No, you look stoned. But I am admitting that I was drunk on Friday. You will not admit that you were stoned.
Dude, I haven't smoked in like 7 months, I swear to God.
All right.
By the way, the image of the parking lot filled at the Kowloon to get takeout for the day of WrestleMania, it just makes me think of the run on turkeys for Thanksgiving. Like, that's just what you eat when WrestleMania is there.
That's right.
You go to the loon.
You go to the loon. You head up to Saugus. I mean, there's people from Maine coming down. There's people from all over the country.
Like 10,000 people from Boston, well, not probably 5,000 people from, go to WrestleMania. We couldn't go this year, so, you know, they had to get that Kowloon fixed and then watch WrestleMania. So, but overall, guys, I enjoyed it. There were some good parts, some bad parts, but the fact that we actually had fresh content, that was the biggest thing for me. I actually laughed at the Rob Gronkowski stuff.
Let's talk about Gronk. How did he do? What did you make of his hosting of the whole thing and eventually winning a belt?
So he really was probably only on television four times. That opening scene that you saw, he looked so douchey. He had the blue, light, aqua blue jacket and the big sunglasses. And, I'm a party guy for 30 hours. It was funny at first. And then he brought Mojo in, and it was kind of like, all right, two bros, I don't need the hype train or whatever. And that was really it. The second night, though, he was there for a little bit, and then he won the 24/7 championship, and he jumped off like a perch or whatever, and pretty much stage dived on everyone, and then pinned Mojo and won the title. So that was pretty much it for Gronk. It was entertaining, but at the same time, it was douchey as hell.
Because he jumped. And he landed on 11 people. Was that?
It was like when you stage dive, pretty much.
Yeah. But then he had knocked them all to pieces.
When I stage dive from the distance he did, most people catch you and move you around. You don't knock over 11 random people.
No, Rich, but you're not his size. He knocked 11 people down into unconsciousness and then was able to get the three count.
Yeah, that might have been predetermined.
All right. Well, maybe possibly. Me thinks there's shenanigans there. That maybe isn't all on the up and up.
Lockhart says that's called the Zolak.
So let's get to the match that I know that we're all the most excited about, and that is the Boneyard match.
All right. So I did a live Periscope of this match. So you can go review it, watch it. So it starts out with the chimes and the Hurts is coming out, and AJ Styles comes out. So you think it's gonna be the Undertaker, but it's not. But all of a sudden you hear Metallica and a motorcycle coming, and it's the Undertaker, but he's not the old, dress up as the old Grim Reaper Undertaker. He comes out as the American badass on a motorcycle, and pretty much they fought on top of a roof.
Stop, yeah. Joe. At what point did they summon the Druids?
So the OC, the original club, got involved, and all of a sudden, I thought they were monks. Okay, you said Druids, I call them monks. They all of a sudden just started attacking the Undertaker, and he just starts throwing Steven Seagal at all of them. Literally beats them all up. But yeah, he took care of all the Druids.
This is not
he
in
took
the
care
ring.
Of the OC. Yeah, and he buried AJ Styles, even though he got buried first.
Now, is AJ Styles now dead?
Well, so how it ended was his hand.
I told you, Rich.
You can't kill a guy on TV. You just can't do it.
No, well, of course not. It never happens anywhere. So but his hand did rise.
His hand was sticking out at the end, and now we're all wondering, will AJ Styles come back to WWE?
Ooh.
All right, did that big chick that you made me carry wrestle?
Oh, dude, it was good. Also did a live Periscope of that match with Sarge.
Sarge couldn't get it. Because I watched some of this, Joe, because I'm a big fan of yours. And Sarge couldn't get it together. He, like, couldn't figure anything out. So that was a bit of a disappointment. But, okay, so who's the big lady that you made me hold?
All right. So her name is Lacey Evans. She's a real lady. And so there was a five-person women's championship match. Bailey's the champ. She sucks. And then there's Sasha Banks, who's from Boston. We were expecting some sort of heel turn. It didn't happen. And it came down to Bailey versus Lacey Evans for the championship. I thought Lacey was going to get the TNR bump, but she did do one move that I thought was very good. She went on top of the rope and gave a salute and then did some sort of backflip off the rope. 1, 2, and then Bailey kicked out. Sasha came in and cheated, hit her, and then Bailey won. But you almost got a TNR bump at WrestleMania 36.
But did she summon druids? Did they come from the darkness? Fred, you asked whether they were in a ring, you silly jerk. It's a boneyard match. They wrestle in a boneyard.
Mentioning the boneyard match? Like, it was good. It was greatly produced. And the fact is, The Undertaker can't wrestle. Like, he's 50-something years old. And he just can't go that long, so that's why they, like, produce that whole thing.
Joe, is it... Because I was a huge wrestling fan for many... I was at WrestleMania 3, which I like to brag about. But this is highly unordinary that they would wrestle outside of the building, correct?
Oh, yeah. This was a movie. This was something that... And that's what Vince's big thing is. We make movies. This was, a highly directed movie, this scene. And again, The Undertaker can't go in the ring for 35, 40 minutes anymore. He just can't do it. So that's why they got creative and made the Boneyard match and a Graveyard match something that he's won.
What did he summon?
He summoned the druids from the darkness and smoke. And then after AJ Styles had knocked him into the grave, the Taker materialized behind him and said, "Hey, sucker, now you're going into the grave. Here's a tractor out of nowhere."
So Joe,
I can summon a tractor, and a druid is driving the tractor.
All right, so Joe, like, I remember the $10,000 slam match.
He's a member of the union. This druid has a union card. He drives the tractor.
It's right. He's got a bobcat in his backyard. All right, so
caterpillars too. In case not only after you bury it, you can plant a nice tree on top of it.
Well, that's nice. I mean, you know, you can give back. But, Joe, in all seriousness, like the $10,000 slam match and all these things, I was a big fan of wrestling. Like, I'm not making fun of you for liking it. But do you like that stuff, like, out of the ring?
Yes, I thought it was good. So what you guys keep bringing up the Boneyard match. There was something even better on night two. It was the Firefly Funhouse match. And it was between Bray Wyatt and John Cena. And it literally portrayed how Bray Wyatt basically looks at John Cena as, "You've been given everything." And it goes back to literally Cena, who went along with it, going back to when he started, in his first match versus Kurt Angle. And, like, you know, when he was the Doctor of Thugonomics as a rapper. And, like, Vince McMahon telling him he's going to be the next guy. Like, it literally went back. They even brought in the NWO and, like, Eric Bischoff. It, like, went back in time making fun of Hulk Hogan and how he was, like, the next Hulk Hogan. It was actually better than the Boneyard match, if you can believe it.
I find that hard to believe. Why, Rich? Why would I?
Because
find
it didn't have druids, and it wasn't near as macabre. So macabre. Bloodthirsty druids everywhere you look. Car-carrying union druids who drive tractors so they can dig graves and bury people and not get in trouble with the rest of the union.
Well, they're also part of the Carpenters Union, if you don't know.
One thing about the graveyard badge, or the boneyard badge, right? Whenever they went to the tractor, it felt like they couldn't get it started. You know, it was like they had, like, a little bit of it was putting along a little bit, and then finally they got the thing started. But, yeah, the whole Undertaker being in the grave and then out of it, and that was all mass produced. I don't know how that happened, and I thank the druids for that one.
So, yeah. Joe, he just, like, can't move anymore? Like, he's just big and old and can't move?
Yeah, they actually
Actually, last night after WrestleMania, they had a documentary on him, and he mentioned how he can only fight once a year now. And do matches.
Speaking of that, I saw part of that because I was looking at the rating. You know, what this one guy who wrote about it rated every match. And the worst rated one was the Goldberg versus, was it Braun Strowman? And like, first of all, Goldberg, it has not occurred to him that there's nobody in the audience. Because after he would like spear him, he would stand like point at people who weren't there in the stands. Like, adapt, dude. What are you doing? There's nobody there.
So the only bad thing I'd say about WrestleMania, just being serious for a moment, is that both championship matches sucked, like sucked big time. Goldberg was the champ. He lost to Braun Strowman, who deserves it. But Goldberg's done now. Like, we'll probably never see him again. And then Brock Lesnar lost in under 5 minutes to Drew McIntyre. So the next two guys are going to get that big push are Drew McIntyre and Braun Strowman. But Goldberg, he sucks now. He's done. Like he's over with. And Brock Lesnar, the fact that they put the title off him, it doesn't make sense. I just don't understand why they would change titles with no fans in the stands. Like, you can't get that moment and that pop. And I thought that was one odd thing of WrestleMania. It's just you couldn't get that fan reaction whatsoever.
Well, Goldberg's still reeling for my wife denying him.
Exactly.
So that is what's going on. Well, Joe Murray, it is always a pleasure. And you weren't high.
Are you pissed you didn't get to go?
I'm very upset I wasn't. We were very upset. But next year it's in L.A., so we're going to make a trip to Vegas and then go to WrestleMania on the way back.
Sarge on the strip.
Were you sober? You were sober.
I might have had a contact high. I might have.
You didn't drink or anything?
Nothing, man. No, nothing.
Oh, please. I don't know why you just won't admit it.
No, I do. How many times have I told you guys I smoked weed? I smoked weed my whole life. I just haven't smoked. I haven't smoked in 6 or 7 months.
The quarantine hasn't led you to.
Trust me. It's staring at me every day, and I smell it every day in the house. Trust me.
All right. Well, Joe Murray, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you on Thursday about gambling and things that aren't existing
anymore. All right, good.
All right, we appreciate it. By the way, South Korea playing baseball right now. So you could bet on South Korean baseball. They're playing with masks, though.
Good news.
They're playing with masks. All right. We will be back in just one moment.
Tutcher and Rich.
We're strengthening the stay-at-home advisory by adding recommended curfew for at least the next 3 weeks in Boston. The Boston Public Health Commission is issuing a public health advisory recommending that people stay inside between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. It applies to everyone except essential workers. That gives people a clear guideline to help them plan their day, make good choices, and avoid crowded situations. We have seen too many unnecessary trips in the evening and social distancing problems. As people order and wait for takeout in takeout restaurants, if you're getting food from a restaurant after 9 p.m., we ask you to use the delivery services as much as possible.
The Sports Sub, we are Tutcher and Rich. That was it.
What's that?
That was the break.
What do you mean that was the break?
I went and took a leak.
Okay.
And then I came.
I was talking about that clip.
I took a leak. I don't even hear the clip. I took a leak 5 feet away, and then I came back, and the commercials were over. We're rolling it.
You had a booger or an ogre from Revenge of the Nerds length leak then?
No, it was actually quite small. How long was that break?
I bet that was 4 minutes.
Dan, how long was that break?
It was almost 4 minutes and 10 seconds.
Oh. That's a big leak.
And Fred, I hate to say it, but you and I were talking off air. About halfway point. I think you got up after that.
All right, fair enough.
Well, the clip you did not hear, that was Marty Walsh talking about, you know, the new curfew that is starting today from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Why?
Because they've had to deal with idiots. That's why. And I think this is like one of those final straw things. He thought that people would be able to police themselves and not be dumb about it, and there's unfortunately...
But why at night?
Yeah, I was thinking about that, too. I mean, ultimately, if you're going to do it, just do it.
You know what
no,
I mean?
No, 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 no. You can't do that, John. You can't. You can't. You can't limit people's
travel during the day. Extreme shelter in place.
But how many social gatherings are you limiting by having a 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew?
I guess this is more of a symbolic gesture than it is anything else.
It could be, and because they're not really going to be able to enforce it. I mean, they'll unfortunately have to.
There was a ton of people when I took my big hike yesterday, which was fantastic, which is I wanted to punch myself in the face. There were people playing tennis, and apparently you're not supposed to be playing tennis. But then again, they tied up all the nets on the rims.
Yep.
And that's what me and my kids have been doing is playing basketball. And now that's out of the window. So,
yeah.
But I mean, I understand that you don't want, 10 guys playing basketball at a time.
I think that the one thing he said yesterday, so it was funny. It was on Friday. I had a discussion with my wife, and I said, I'm going to call something right now. I said, a week from this Sunday, when it's Easter, you watch. You are going to see groups of people put a middle finger to any kind of ordinance and in mass flood the churches. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be one of the most dangerous things that can go on
down.
In this country. Well, but a lot aren't all over the country, Fred. Yeah. A lot are not. And I said to Mary, I'm saying, you just wait. In next Sunday, on Easter Sunday, there's going to be videos of people who are all gathering in groups and flooding these churches and endangering everyone else in that town by gathering up together. And I said, it's got to get to the point where every church head needs to make a statement now, today.
Yes, because
and says, you are not to come to our churches. You are not to do this on Sunday.
Right.
We will broadcast a service online. You can watch it then. You are not to do it. And I thought that Mayor Walsh, thank goodness for him, he actually had to say this.
The only other thing, I hope that Washington stops sending mixed messages. I want to be clear for Boston. I know there was a recommendation maybe that churches open next Sunday. Absolutely, under no circumstance should any house of worship be open next Sunday at all. I know it's a very difficult thing as a Catholic, Easter Sunday, for me next week, Palm Sunday today, but that is not what we need right now. We need prayers right now is what we need.
Now,
by
Fred,
the way,
I've
Palm
been
Sunday doesn't count. But,
I've been telling you since day one, Fred, what has been my biggest problem with family members of mine?
Old people going to church. But by the way, you can't, I would assume in America you cannot demand that churches close. But if I was the minister or priest or rabbi or what have you, I would say that we are not having services.
Well, no, you can, because remember, there was the no gathering of 10 or more people, and that pastor down in Florida, remember he had all those like hundreds of people show up? He got arrested for violating that order. So you can, and you know what? You should. This is the one time where I think that separation of church and state is ridiculous. This is for the greater good. And if you don't believe me that there are going to be huge gatherings on Sunday, despite everyone now knowing that you're endangering everyone in the community by doing this, here is a video that was taken this weekend from Ohio. So there was a church in Ohio which had a huge gathering. It was like it was a big service that they had, and there was a line of cars leaving. What's that?
It was got a kick-ass name. I think it's called the Solid Rock Church.
Okay, the Solid Rock Church. But there was this huge line of cars that were leaving.
Pinball.
And there was a reporter that went up to talk to one of the cars. Here's what she said, the woman driving the car.
Driving out of this Ohio parking lot is a woman who just attended a church service with dozens of other people, including children.
Can I ask you about your decision to go to church to be inside that building?
I wouldn't be anywhere else.
Aren't you concerned you could infect other people if you get sick inside?
No.
People who don't go to this church.
No. I'm covered in Jesus' blood.
Yes.
I'm covered in Jesus' blood.
But what about other people who don't go to this church who you might encounter?
All of these people go to this church.
No, but you're going to be in places where other people...
I go to the grocery store every day. I'm in Walmart,
what?
Home Depot, all of those
people.
But you
could get them sick from what happens.
They could get me sick, but they're not because I'm covered in his blood. Thank you very much.
That is a very nice way to look at religion.
Wow.
Just swamped in the blood of Jesus.
Fred, how do you win? How do you convince someone like that to stay home? And that has been my life for the last few weeks.
I don't like religion. Well, I don't like it. I'm agnostic,
I understand you think that, but I mean, religion, obviously, there's people who are, you know, very responsible, and religion, you know, helps them. But in this case, that's somebody using it to be selfish. Like, that is pure selfishness.
No. But they believe that. She believes that.
Well, no. I mean, of course she does.
She believes that.
She goes to Walmart every day. Like, I mean, what are you doing?
As opposed to most people coming out of rural churches.
Well,
no. She believes that she's impenetrable. That that by going to church that she's immune to any kind of disease
or pass it on, for that matter.
Well, that's the main thing. Yeah. It's like, you know, it's not about you. It's about all of the other people you're going to be around.
Yes, because they're insane, Rich.
Yeah. Well, Fred, you say that some of these people are insane, but you haven't heard some of the pastors, what they're saying about it. There is this gentleman, Kenneth Copeland. You may not know who Kenneth Copeland is, but if you saw his face, you'd know, you'd recognize him.
Is he like a super church guy?
He's one of the famous, like, televised preachers.
No, the ones that are super into God, but they drive Rolls Royces. Yes,
this is definitely one of those. Now, I just imagine this visual. He is on his stage, and there are about 10 of the other people that are standing near him, and they're all repeating what he's saying. And here's what he had to say about the coronavirus.
COVID-19. The wind of God on you. You are destroyed forever. And you'll never be back. Thank you, our God. Let it happen. Cause it to happen.
By the way,
that prick's the first one to the hospital. He's coming in there, and he's driving that Rolls Royce right to the hospital. That prick's right there. He can't get there fast enough. Big jackass. As soon as the S goes down, he's there. He's right at the hospital.
Well, the first thing he says is, well, coronavirus, he goes, and like spits. You're like, no, that's the last thing you need to be doing. Don't be doing that anywhere.
I mean, to deny the idea that there's debates to be had about this and that, but to deny that it exists is preposterous.
By the way, I just got a text. I got a text. It's my mom said, I hope you're not talking about me. I go to Mass online every day, not the church. This is not for me. And I said, no, this is not you. So to my mother who is listening, I'm not talking about you. There's other people who I've been talking to, and it is definitely you are not one of those people. What is that, Mr. Copeland? Okay, thank you very much.
Well, there you go.
It's almost like you need a fart cord for that.
Well, you know, if you wear a certain kind of clothing in the right building, you can cure every disease. I mean, I've seen it. You just lay hands, and then everyone's fine. They have fantastic. That's what they want to do.
I just think that it would be the responsible thing.
I'm not religious. I believe in a higher power, but I find schisms between religions to be awfully dumb. But is covered in Jesus' blood?
I've never heard that before. I'm a Catholic. Never heard that before.
I was going to ask that question too. That seems odd.
Well, John, you've turned your back on Judea, so I don't want to hear your opinion.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
So, like, you're soaked in Jesus' blood? And that is impenetrable? That sounds a lot like The Undertaker, man.
Well, if you're soaked in blood, it would be totally macabre. Here come the druids. The union member druids. Car-carrying union member druids.
Forklift driving.
OSHA 10 card and active hydraulic license carrying druids.
Because I can't think...
Everything's on the level.
I can't think of a worse thing than, like, oh, yeah, every Sunday I go to church and get Jesus' blood all over me.
I don't know what church that is.
I don't know. I've never heard it. I was an acolyte.
I was in the choir. I went to church. I never heard about being covered in blood.
Just every church head needs to make the statement today to not go to church.
Yes, like, to not go to church.
Because if you don't, you know what you're doing? You could be responsible for the deaths of people. Think of it that way. If you encourage mass gatherings, or you by just neglect and don't say anything and mass gatherings happen while you are the head of the church, then it's on you. Then you have done everything you can to make this even worse for everybody.
Yes.
So it is a responsibility.
By the way,
Marty Walsh said that. I love that he said that.
If you run the church, good luck getting donations and keeping it alive. If you start telling people to come in on Easter, I mean, people don't realize how bad it is going to get if people can't get back to work. People need to go back to work. If I have many people that I love that are out of work. Can you believe that? I actually love people. But many people that I love that can't work, and they are not going to be able to survive.
And the only way to do this is to sit at home and get this thing done and over with.
You have to get it, and you have to just, and especially these next 2 weeks, just don't go around in these gatherings. Now, Easter... Sit with your family, eat food, and go to bed. That's all.
Watch it online. Do that. And you know what? If you do that for long enough, it will all blow away.
That might be it for a court. That was, that's what Jesus did when he was in Easter Sunday.
The best is that everyone repeats him. They're all repeating all of his lines, and they repeat him making that sound.
COVID-19!
Yeah, if you like your lifestyle, dude, you better cancel that Easter service. If you like your lifestyle, you better cancel that Easter service, because we need to get back as soon as possible. Get back to work as soon as possible. I could give a rat's ass if they have a football game or if they have a basketball game or anything else with a huge crowd. But the economy is going to have to start sooner than later, or it's going to be bad, 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 bad. All right, Rich, what is coming up in the stack? We can talk about... things non-coronavirus, I would hope.
Absolutely. I love it when somebody digs up a commercial from the old days, a local Boston legend endorsing chewing tobacco. On top of that, we also, I'm sorry, smoking tobacco, not chewing, even better for your pipe. So, and also.
A pipe?
Oh, dude, it's great.
By the way, there's nothing more pleasing than the smell of a pipe. I actually enjoy that very much.
Oh, I used to go, remember that store, the Tinderbox? I used to walk into the humidor in the back, like that room. Even when I was a kid, I would just close the door and inhale. Like, I like the smell of tobacco. It's one of my favorite smells. Not like cigarette smoke, but like a room full of like leaves of tobacco. Like, I love that.
Yeah, like that pipe tobacco especially is, it gives you a feeling of like a gin-soaked grandfather.
Control his farts.
That's like I said in that clip you replayed, the old guy. All right, we'll be right back.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich. Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Oh, yeah, baby. The Stack is sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale. No down payment, no payments, and 0% financing for 12 months. Go to windownation.com. Rich, what is going on in the world?
Okay, Wallach just mentioned a story that when I heard him talking about, I went, hang on, what was that? And now that I'm fully aware of everything that happened, this story's not getting enough publicity this morning. So I guess the NASCAR season, as we know, is completely over. But what is going on instead of the season, NASCAR has set up something called the eNASCAR iRacing Pro Invitational Series, which is basically a bunch of NASCAR drivers just driving one against each other in like a video game simulation.
The video game that you used to play when you were a kid, basically.
NASCAR Thunder, which ruled.
Yes.
That was a great game. Well, for me, we kind of found my happy place there. But this racer, or driver rather, by the name of Bubba Wallace, he was one of 32 drivers who was competing in the Food City Showdown at a virtual Bristol Motor Speedway. So it's very small, a lot of accidents. And he had the worst day of anyone in the field. Not only did he wreck during the 11th lap of the 150-lap race, but he was also so pissed by it that he, what they're calling rage quit on it. So he had this like bump. Do we have the clip ready to go?
I think I have okay. It. Why don't you pop me up here? Let's see if this works.
Okay. Wallach has it.
Well, you get...
Coming back inside, full. Ooh. Yes. Clear.
Come on, Clint! Oh. God!
He's still down there. Still there. Yep, he just came up and wrecked the hell out of you again on purpose.
Y'all have a good one.
Backflop.
That's it. That's why I don't take this serious.
Sorry, Tyler. Just trying to talk to you there.
Peace out!
Okay, so that clip was edited. He says, I had to take this blank serious.
He said, peace out. That's pretty cool.
So he was done, and he was done with it, and he tweeted something that said, Bahaha, I'm dying at my mentions right now. I ruined so many people's days by quitting a video game. And then he wrote, a video game. Damn, quarantine life is rough. And a bunch of crying emojis. And that's when a response to that tweet was his sponsor. That's right, his NASCAR sponsor, Blue Emu, and they said, GTK where you stand. Good to know where you stand. Bye-bye, Bubba. We're interested in drivers, not quitters. He got fired by his real sponsor for quitting during a virtual video game race yesterday at iRacing.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, that's how you should do things.
By the way, fired for quitting.
There is a documentary that's in many parts about IRL racing. What is it when they're in the cars where there's no
Formula One?
Formula One.
Yeah,
great. It is fantastic. I mean, it is fantastic. These guys crash and stuff slices people in the head. Slices the crowd's heads off.
It's one of the more insane things you've ever, like that sport, NASCAR, obviously you're insane, but to do it in those type of cars is like,
okay,
you gotta be brain dead.
So these cars are faster than NASCAR cars, and they also are on road courses.
And they're not as safe.
No. So NASCAR, you're going in a circle. These guys are going through road courses, and they're going faster than by quite a bit than NASCAR. So it's very intriguing. It's actually really interesting.
I have a great movie for you. Not a good movie, a great movie. So everyone's talking about Ford versus Ferrari and how that's a pretty good film. I have not seen it, so I don't know. But one thing I do know is that about 4 or 5 years ago, a movie came out that went so under the radar, and it was one of the best movies I saw that year. It's called Rush, and it's about that kind of racing, like Formula One racing. It's these two guys who had this really heated rivalry against each other, and it's the guy who plays Thor, Liam Hemsworth, or Chris Hemsworth, is the main guy in it. It is awesome. Like, that's a great movie. So if you're looking for something to watch, that's an excellent one to see.
It can go the other way too, Rich. There was one of the worst movies ever made with Sylvester Stallone called Driven.
Oh, yeah, with, yeah, that's right.
Sylvester Stallone was in a bad movie?
I know. He's a Formula One race car driver, believe it or not.
It's almost unbelievable
that
he could do that.
Is he at the point where he's made as many bad movies as good movies?
Oh, he's gone way by.
Come on, Rich.
Because I could list
7 out of 10 now.
I could list 15 Stallone movies that I love watching. Those which I consider
Name
good
them.
Movies. Okay, Rocky 1. Well, Rocky 1 is a good movie, even though I don't like watching it.
Yeah, it was an Oscar winner.
But it's a good movie. Rocky 2, Rocky 3, Rocky 4. I even like watching Rocky 5, but I understand why you don't.
I'm not giving you that.
But that's more for comic reasons, okay?
I'm not giving you that.
Creed. Creed 2. He's also made Cliffhanger, very good movie.
Okay.
Rambo, First Blood, Rambo, First Blood Part 3, which is hysterical. So I'll still watch it. Where he takes
I will
entire
not
Russian
give you
army.
That. I will not give
no,
you
I
that.
No, I won't give you that either.
You will get Rambo, First Blood Part 3? If it's
no,
on TV, you're watching it.
But it's a joke.
Okay,
that's
I'll keep
the
going.
Movie that's a joke.
The Expendables 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah,
Cobra.
Oh, you're going to give me Cobra?
Dude, Cobra might be my favorite of all of his. With no irony. That movie, if I had to sit right now and you said watch one Stallone
What's
movie.
What's the first line?
Of Cobra?
Yeah.
Are you talking about his first, like his first badass line?
Yeah.
It's, I'm going to blow this whole place up. Go ahead. I don't shop here. It's when he shows up in the Carmen Ghia at the park. Dude, I've seen that movie like 100 times.
He chews a match.
Yes, crimes and disease. I'm the cure. Come on, man. That, of all of his movies, that might be my favorite of all of them. There's
okay.
no question.
Now, what about the bombs? Like, Stop or My Man, My Mom Will Shoot, and Rhinestone.
Once again, you told me to name the good ones, and I've already named about 15 of them.
Get so, Carter, Driven, Avenging Angelo, Shade. I mean,
okay.
there are a bunch that are really bad.
He was also in Guardians of the Galaxy. He was very good in that. Or
Judge Dredd.
Judge Dredd was kind of funny.
Oh,
no, it wasn't.
I'll
Demolition
that.
Man.
Is that the Wesley Snipes
okay. one? No, no, that's Demolition Man. Demolition Man's a good movie.
No, it's not. No, it is not. Demolition Man is horrendous.
Oh, but you're watching it if it's on.
No, it's no, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
Wesley Snipes beats up Stallone. That'll happen. That's
Taco
easy.
Taco Bell won the restaurant wars. He got use the bathroom with the three shells. Of course that's a good movie.
No,
Tango
not.
And Cash, another good movie. Over the Top. Good movie.
Oh, you crazy.
You're not
I'll
watching
give you
over
Tango
the
and
top.
Cash. I
over the
Top's
on TV. You're not watching it. See, that's a lie.
I will
that's
watch it.
You
I will
watch
hang
it
on a second. I didn't even answer you yet. I will watch if they're doing push-ups on the rig.
Yes, it's hysterical. And then he rams the truck through, what's his name, Robert Loggia's house.
Yeah.
And that's how he realizes he's a good father.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, come on. That movie's the best.
But it's good because it's
like
dumb.
But it's good. It doesn't matter. I'm talking movies that are watchable that you want to see. Nighthawks, good movie.
What?
Nighthawks.
Who's seen that?
Yeah, he's right about that.
Dude, how about this?
Yeah.
You're
how
telling,
movie is that?
How about Victory, where he's a soccer goalkeeper?
Great movie. That's it with Pele, another good movie.
Who the hell
and Michael
has seen
Caine.
That?
Dude,
I saw
it's
that.
A good movie. How about this, Fred? You're telling me that if you're flipping the channels and you see a movie about Sylvester Stallone trying to be a country western singer that is starring Dolly Parton,
Rhinestone?
You don't stop and watch Rhinestone?
Yes, I will watch Rhinestone.
Of course. See, once again, how many movies have I just named? Like 20.
Yeah, but you're saying what's good and what's ironically
But
good.
You would watch them.
All right.
That's the difference.
Does that make
now,
it a good movie or not?
Oh, right. if you want to watch it, it's a good
I'm
movie.
Not going right. to challenge Rich on movies.
All right.
I've seen every Doogie Howser, by the way. I've seen every Doogie Howser over the last
There you
day.
Go.
Well,
so yes,
we're going to walk
made
the
more
dog.
Good movies than bad.
We're going to walk the dog today. That's the plan.
Copland. He was great in Copland.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
It's a good movie.
How about The Specialist?
Oh, what did we watch?
Oh, Specialist
last night?
Sucked, but I'd watch it because
okay.
it's funny.
Right.
We
sucked.
Watched Yes Man last night.
Oh, with Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
I don't remember that being bad. I don't remember being good. I don't remember much about it.
Because you remembered it correctly.
Zoe Deschanel, okay. right?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's only like a 50-year difference in their ages.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, if you see me today, I'll be walking the dog. That would be my big thing that I'm doing. Zolak and Bertrand are up next. Thank you all for listening. We appreciate it very much. Don't go to church. That'll do it.
On Sunday. Yes, please. Do not get
or just
not
at any time.
People sick.
All right. That'll do it for us. Bye.
Mama certainly is going to be mad at you, Fred. Get ready for an email.
She hates me already.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. Line MA.org.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline ma.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.